The Sefer Imri Emes from the Lublina Rebbe quotes the Mishnah in Perkei Avos Paragimel Mishnah Hey, Kol Mekabel Lov Ol Torah Miparkin Menu Oil Malchus V'Ol Darach Eretz. Anyone who accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah to be subject to following the words of the Torah, to learn the words of the Torah, he will be worthy that he will not have to worry about any type of interference. So he explains that the time of the year when one could come to that level, not to be saved from difficult disturbances, interruptions, is on the Shabbos of Parshas Yisroi. Because Parshas Yisroi is the Shabbos of Kabbalah Satorah. And if we indeed, when we read the Parsha of this week, we accept upon ourselves Kabbalah Satorah truly with all our heart, we will have that bracha. And he says it's not coincidental that Parshas Yisroi follows the Parshas of Erabai B'Shalach that all speak about how Klal Yisrael was saved from Mitzrayim. But he points out that we know that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, as we say in the Agod of At Orem Ve'Eriyah, we really had no Zchusim. It was the Chazdei Hashem, it was the Rachmanis, it was the mercy of Hashem that helped us be redeemed from Mitzrayim. But now, we don't have that, always that ability, that just because Hashem wants to have Rachmanis on us. What we need to do is to be makabel, to accept upon ourselves the old Torah, and that's how we, even now, will be zoicha to have the same type of nisim, the same type of miracles that we had when we left Mitzrayim. And therefore, he says that if we look in the introductory psukim before that Aseres HaDibros in our parasha, the pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Klai, so atam risim you have seen as she asisi l'Mitzrayim, all that I've done to Mitzrayim, ve'avi eschem malai. And what Hashem is saying to us, that when we left Mitzrayim, it was ve'avi eschem malai. It was based on the chesed Hashem, that he didn't look at what madrega, what level we were, that ve'avi eschem malai, I just drew you near. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'ato, now, im shemaya tishma, now we have a new way. We have a new way of being worthy and have the schus to have nisim. Rashi says, v'ato, im tukablu aleichem. Rashi tells us that from now on you will take upon yourself the kabbalas al Torah, v'amitzvahs, take upon yourself to do the Torah mitzvahs. Says Rashi, Yerav Lachem Mikan Ve'elach. It will be sweet. You will have a wonderful, sweet life. And Rashi goes on to say, Shekolas Cholos Koshes. Even if obligating oneself to living such a life is not always easy, but that's only at the beginning. Once somebody takes it upon himself, it will go smoothly for the rest of his life. And that's why the Pasuk continues to say, Va'atem, Tiuli Mamlechas Kayanim Vagoi Kaddish. Through Klal Yisrael accepting upon themselves Torah, we become like Melochim, like kings. Just like kings, nobody rules over the king rules over others. So too, those who accept the Torah upon themselves have no one else ruling over them. And the same thing, Agoi Kaddish. Right? The Pasuk is describing what makes a person a Goy Kaddish. And the Pasuk is telling us, he explains, the Imri Emes, that if somebody is subject and is locked in to their various desires, to their need to have Olam Haza, then that's not Kedusha. And that isn't a free person. A free person is a person who is able to free themselves and shake off all of the interruptions in Avodas Hashem. And when somebody is zoicha to accept the old Torah, that's what it means. I'm subjecting myself to the Torah, to the exclusion of everything else. And then he becomes a Mamlechas Kohanim. And then he becomes a Goy Kadosh and Yerav Lachem. But this attitude that we have, the what is important in our life, and that should be how we should live our lives, is best illustrated based on a Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah da Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara Masechta Beis quotes there, L'asa lovi mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah. When Mashiach comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Sefer Torah, U'maniach b'cheikoi, and puts it in his lap, V'amar, and he says, Kom ish osuk be'ah, whoever learned the Torah, Yovah v'yitul scharoi, should come receive their reward. It says the Gemara Miyad, Miskapsim, Aboim, all the nations of the world come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nichtes l'fana malchus roi mitchil, the Roman Empire comes first. I'm real fun of it. They say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shloilem, Habe Shvokim Tekinu, Habe Mechtsoi Sassinu, we made many in marketplaces, bathhouses, Habe Kesev Zara Binu, we amassed a huge fortune. V'hakol lo yisinu el b'shul Yisroel, kadesh yask b'tayra. And everything that we did was on behalf of Klal Yisroel, that they should be able to learn your Torah. Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shoytim Shabaylam, you foolish people, Kamasha sisim, everything that you've done, letzarech atzmachem sisim. You only did it for your own benefit. And says the Gemara Miyad Yotzu bepachin nefesh. When hearing these words of rebuke, they leave. Says the Gemara further, Yotzu malchus remi. The Roman Empire leaves, and nechnasa malchus prasachrea, and then the Persian Empire enters. Amrul fan ribanu shloilem harbe gisharim gishanu. We built many bridges. Harbe krochem kavashnu. We conquered many countries. Habim Muhammad Sassinu, we went to war. The Kulom Loyasinu al Bishvil Yisrael. And again, they make this declaration that everything we've done only on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Kadesh Yisask B'Tayra, in order that you should learn Tayra. Oim Lama Kadesh Baruch, so Kadesh Baruch says to them, Kom Asha, Sisim Lutzarech Atzmachem Asisim. Everything that you've done, you've only done for yourself. And the Gemara continues, and so goes on, every nation making this claim, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu disputing. The Brisker Rav asks two questions that are so very obvious. One question is that how do these people have the ability to say something which is such a blatant lie? They didn't do anything for Klal Yisrael. They've been our enemies. They've tried to destroy us and eradicate us. And now they're making this claim that everything that they did is for our behalf, and particularly, to whom are they saying this lie? They're not saying a lie to another person who may not be able to catch their lie. They're saying this lie to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who certainly knows the truth. And moreover, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to them? Shoytim Shabaylam, you foolish people. Is that the issue of what they're saying? Is it the foolishness? It's the blatant untruth that should be the focus. Says the Brisker Rav, because actually what they're saying is the truth. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates in the world, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates in the world is on behalf of Klal Yisrael in order that they should be able to learn Torah, in order that they should be able to perform mitzvahs. The Rambam, in his Hagdoma to the Pirush Mishnayos, says that somebody could build the most beautiful palace, and the entire purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him and gives him the opportunity to build that palace is that one day a righteous Jew will pass by and he'll be able to rest in the shade of that home. Yes, everything that's done, as we said, is for those that learn Torah, for those to do mitzvahs. The point is, they are shaitim. So what they said, that everything that they did is on behalf of Klal Yisrael, is actually very true. The only problem is that they didn't have that in mind. If they would have just thought about that as they did what they did, they would have taka ben zaycha, that everything that they do, they would get tremendous schar, because kama kabbal of oil Torah, somebody who does do on behalf of Torah, is the person that is zaycha, and we becomes a vehicle and becomes the recipient of incredible bracha. And our attitude towards Torah, I saw that the Sefer Bechuri Aviv asks a question. If I am approaching a group of people and I want to offer them something, so I make my offer, and each one of these individuals could say, yes, I'm willing to take you up on your offer. No, we don't need your offer. But we don't find that was the case by Kabbalah Satira. As we know, as when Moshe Rabbeinu approached Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah, the response was, Nasav Nishma. Nasav Nishma means we will do, we will listen. How could I answer on your behalf when I don't know if you want the Torah? I could answer on my behalf. I could say, Esa V'eshma. But how could I answer on your behalf? Says the Bikurei Aviv. Yes, sometimes when an offer is made, there's a decision that needs to be made. Is this a worthwhile endeavor? Is it not? But what would happen if somebody was offered something where somebody approaches a group and makes them an offer which is so obviously perfect? Then one person could say for the whole group, Nasav Nishma. Because there's no question, of course we want to take this. It's an offer that we can't refuse. Says the Bikurei Aviv. The offer HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to Klal Yisrael of Moshe, through his messenger Moshe Rabbeinu to receive the Torah is such an obvious, great offer, there's no room for discussion. There's no room for question. And that's why, he explains, they were able to say, Nasav Nishma. We all of us know that this is perfect. There's nothing more wonderful than spending a life of learning Torah, of doing mitzvahs. And not only does that make that life a wonderful life, but it's a life that brings tremendous bracha to someone and to his entire family.